Stories like that. The human body. The things it can do. I'll never forget one of the teachers we had at Blauman General. It was a man by the name of Dr. Smelby. An elderly man that had been on staff for years. He was a no-nonsense, by-the-book kind of doctor. And we medical students shook with fear whenever he'd rumbled by. Well, I was at the nurse's station one day when Dr. Smelby approached from the distance. And the nurses all looked and said, "Ooh, look, there's Dr. Smelby." Suddenly he paused. He shook his left leg. And then he took a series of short steps, which gradually lengthened into longer ones, but he never really regained his lively gait. One of the nurses said, "You know, I guess what happened just there. You see the way he stopped and then wiggled his left leg? He's trying to rearrange his hemorrhoids is what that was. I'll wager to you that what he had was trouble with his piles, and he was trying to suck himself back in." And one of the other nurses said, "No, I disagree. That was obviously a case of some sort of hernia activity. You see the way he stopped and then took short steps? He's obviously trying to rearrange himself because of some sort of hernia that he's neglected having operations on." Well, just then, Dr. Smelby pulled alongside the nurse's station and said, "That, ladies, is why you nurses should not attempt diagnoses. I'll tell you why. Cheryl, I heard you. You saw me walk stiffly, shake my left leg, and assumed it was a problem with my piles. Well, you were wrong. Sylvia, you saw me stop, slow down, and then take a shuffling gait, a series of short steps, gradually lengthening. You assumed that my truss was slipping and I had to rearrange it. Well, you were wrong. And I'd like you to know that not only nurses can make such mistakes. I thought I was only breaking wind, but I, too, was wrong. There it is.
Sloppy, Nina. The Grease Man Show.